On the second day, God spoke the firmament into existence. He separated between the waters beneath and above the firmament. This separation brought into actuality the atmosphere of the earth and the point where space begins. Although Ramban contends that the separation was between the spiritual domain and the material existence of the universe. This rendering would denote the difference between heaven in the sense of a spiritual realm and earth akin to Malchus, where God's presence can be found by way of his quality of immanence. Unfortunately, many today in the world have no concept of the heavenly as a spiritual dimension except to a vague degree, nor are some able to see beyond the material, acknowledging the spiritual. This unfortunate state of affairs has given rise to greater materialism as well as doctrines that promote the advance of materialism. Hence, we hear an emphasis on equity to the exclusion of divinity, human rights instead of human responsibilities to both God and man. Ask not what is due to you. Rather, ask what you can contribute to the betterment of the world in tandem with God's design and divine plan. Furthermore, in regard to the separation of the waters, Rashi comments that this division symbolized strife. And for this reason, the second day was not referred to as good. Therefore, a parallel can be drawn to the disvalue of strife as opposed to the inherent value of unity. As applied to a modern day context, it can be understood that a separation between spiritual and material is problematic, and that both were meant to complement each other. The phrase heaven and earth epitomizes this complemental relationship between the spiritual and material realms. To deny the spiritual realm in favor of the material leads to imbalance, and vice versa. The incorporation of the two leads to the fundamental aspects of our nature being acknowledged so that harmony can prevail both within and without.